Hello, this is Flowers by Audios, and this is my first AMA, where I'll be answering a couple of questions that were submitted. Thank you to everyone who did participate in submitting questions. I really appreciate it, and yeah, let's get started. So the first question I have is, what stereotype about your country slash ethnicity do you dislike the most? So I am Latina, and the thing I hate the most is the generalization of where I'm from when I say that I'm Latina. A lot of times people like to assume that it's Central American, and it's not. I am from South America. That's where my family, the majority of my mother's family is from. So I tend to speak Spanish very differently than most of the people around me. So that's one of the big ones. Yeah. And I'm going to leave this one for closer to the end. What time, let's go ahead. What physical aspect of the male, if possible female as well, body turns you on the most? So there's a funny story behind this, but I used to work in restaurants for about almost 8 years. And we did a lot of prep work. I was formally trained by a chef. I went to culinary school. So we did a lot of prep work. So there was a lot of knife handling, proper knife care, proper knife technique, all of that. And in that time, I became obsessed with the hands and forearms when someone is in the kitchen handling a knife. The motion, the way that the muscles tense and relax, I find it appealing to say the least. So that is definitely the thing I find the most attractive in both men and women. I am pansexual, so I don't discriminate. And also for women, hands in general, if they're well maintained, I am a physical touch person. I like to be touched. Therefore, if your hands feel nice, that is a huge, huge, important aspect to me. What time during the day are you the horniest? This is a tough one. It can hit me out of the blue. But night. Nighttime's usually the big one. When I'm relaxing and I let my mind wander and I start thinking about things or I start listening to things. those are usually the big ones. What's your ideal amount of sex per week? this is going to either make appeal to some or appeal to none. But I am a 2 to 3 times a day type of person. If not more. And to me, it's not just, you know, intercourse. I enjoy going down on my partners thoroughly. That is my, excuse me, my favorite thing to do. So I will do it as often as I can. Morning, noon, evening, any time of day. It always depends on my partner. I am a pleasure primal switch, so my pleasure is derived from my partner. So whatever they feel comfortable with sexually, I will conform to that. I will adapt to it, because my pleasure is derived from their pleasure. If I'm pressuring them and they are not receiving the pleasure from that, I don't receive any pleasure from that. What fictional character do you want to have sex with the most, and why? So I'm a huge anime person. Like, yeah. 2D men for the win. Aizawa Sensei from My Hero Academia. There's just something about the way he carries himself, very nonchalantly, but his power is fascinating. The next question is, what's the dumbest / funniest sexual encounter you've ever had? I'm not too sure on this one. I've had some pretty out there ones. I think it wasn't necessarily a sexual encounter, but this one can go on for most out there, and the one that I always tend to reference for those of you with corruption kinks. There are two that I like to talk about when we bring that up. But this one is dumb because he lied to me, which I thought was ridiculous. I unknowingly had sex with a priest. And this, sorry, I'm a little thirsty. I thought it was dumb in the sense that, you know, you're supposed to be dedicated and religious and vows and all that, and clearly something was missing from that life that drove you to lie. Yeah. And I pegged him, too. Yeah, he was a dirty, filthy little slut. Yeah. But that night was fun. The next one is, what are my dick size preferences? Big, small, average. I'm going to be perfectly honest. I've had sex with people who have larger dicks. I've had sex with people who have smaller dicks. If you can make me come, that is what's going to matter. The men with smaller dicks tend to do more foreplay, I've noticed. They tend to be more focused on your pleasure, especially before sex. Men with larger dicks, some of them have been great, some of them have been not so great. But yeah, if you can make me come, that is going to be the way that I rate you, not your dick size. Worst and best date you have ever been on. Hmm. best date I've ever been on has to be New York Comic Con. I'm a huge nerd. My partner at the time, I had, this was back when I first got diagnosed with stage 3 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. It was October of that year, and it was right before I was supposed to start all of my treatment. We got on a bus, got a shitty hotel room, dressed up as characters, and I did gender bend Loki, Ari from League of Legends, Jinx from League of Legends, I did, he did Deadpool, he did Spider-Man, I did Mary Jane, and then I did a gender bend Tony Stark, that was fun. Best date, because it was just this whole thing to get my mind off of what I was about to have to go through, and that was like a big one, but low key, when people find out that I love to read, people tend to take me to like bookstores with like coffee shops. I am a coffee fiend, absolute fiend, so yeah, books and coffee, those tend to be the best dates. Worst date I've ever been on wasn't technically even a date, it was a blind date. We had been talking for maybe 3 weeks. I show up, I'm sitting at the restaurant, and all of a sudden I get a text saying that he showed up, saw me, and left. I know that I'm not supermodel hot like most people, conventionally attractive, but a bitch can turn it up, okay? I can look good if I want to. Yeah, I think that's the worst one. Besides GWA, what are your top 3 erotic subreddits to visit? I like Pillow Talk. I know that it's not erotic or doesn't tend to necessarily be erotic, but I really like Pillow Talk. Pillow Talk audio is just, I like to choose, the softness, like when to be soft type of deals, and if I want to listen to softer audios, I tend to go there. I like, Gone Wild Audible. That's a pretty good one. And I know it's a part of GWA, but GWA Sapphic, I don't think there's necessarily a focus on... Someone said it best, but the reason I prefer audios is because they tend to feel more real. Porn is boring. Porn is fake. Okay? As much as a girl moans and touches herself, and as much as a guy pounds away and pounds away, who's really having an orgasm other than the guy? I enjoy audios because they tend I because the story, the weaving is real. And whether or not you do, whether or not you're just moaning into the mic or you're actually touching yourself while moaning into the mic, it tends to feel more real, more intimate, because you're weaving this story or you're directing your comments towards the listener. But yeah, those would be my top three subreddits. How did I stumble upon GWA? Actually, a friend. We were talking about, how shitty 2020 had been. It's not 2020 anymore, thank God. Although 2021, we'll see how it turns out, right? And I was just talking about how, excuse me. What were we talking about? Oh, I know what it was. I have a thing for voices. I've always had a thing for voices, especially deep ones. I used to stand attention to like voices like Vin Diesel or Benedict Cumberbatch in Sherlock. These voices just tended to catch my attention. Even Tom Hiddleston as Loki. His voice, his inflection, the way he says things and carries himself throughout his tone, was one of my favorite things about his character. So she tells me, like, hey, if you like voices, I got something for you. And the first audio I listened to, I wouldn't be able to tell you, but I started listening to random ones, just the ones on the homepage. And then I started following and finding what I liked. And yeah, that is how I stumbled upon GWA. What type of erotic audios will you absolutely not listen to or record yourself? I don't do age play. I am absolutely not into age play. I tried it with an ex-partner, and it was not for me. And I realized that when I would only try to do the age play with them in order to bring them pleasure. As a pleasure switch, I know that my pleasure comes from my partner, but I should find pleasure from what we're doing as well. So age play is off the table. And I don't do scat play, and I don't do urine play either. Not into it. Those are the only ones that are big, hard no's. I've done in real life, and that's what most of my raw audios are based on. Stories of things that I have done, story of things that I have found pleasure in. Which, again, the whole it being real thing. CNC scenes, primal scenes, excuse me, all of those tend to be things that I have done. So yeah, those are the big ones. And what is the the next question. What are some of the biggest mistakes men make when it comes to sex as well as dating relationships? And what advice do you have for men on avoiding those mistakes?
Oh, yikes. This is a whole, like, this question could be in and of itself its own audio. We could go tangent, right? Because Pegman 2021, type of situation. You know, like, the thing that I have found when I have dated most men is that they tend to not communicate properly. Or they tend to listen to be heard. And in that sense, it's your response is only addressing what you want to address, not what you and your partner are discussing. I am big on communication. I am big on consent. I am big on speak your mind. Can you tell I've been to therapy? My advice would be to just talk. Take your time to listen to your partner and what they want. Don't be afraid to say no. Don't be afraid to say yes. Explore things with your partner. Be willing to, 50-50 it out. One of my ex-partners had a very big issue with me being the boss. And I don't mean in the bedroom. Literally, the company that we worked for, I was helping run 8 restaurants. And he was a line cook. He had a problem with that. I didn't. I worked my way up. I worked my ass off. I joined that company earlier than he had. And I started the same way he did. I started on as a hostess. Seating people. And then I worked. I put in the work. So really, it's just about awareness and a comfort with your own self. That would be the things that I would say. Just make sure you're talking, make sure you're listening. Also, bedroom wise, get used to giving. I know a lot of people that I've spoken to when it comes to men in the bedroom, a lot of the words that tend to be used are selfish, and self-pleasure driven. And this is going to be the end of part 1. Stay tuned for part 2.